Meanwhile, Maud, Tony emailed to chris@thenakedscientist.com with this question for you.
Having heard a segment on your recent Q&A show in which it was estimated that the human body makes 5 million cells a second, I started to wonder how much a cell would weigh and how I might work it out. I then realized different types of cell might have different weights and sizes and would be renewed at different rates. Any ideas?
The body is made of very different types of cells. If you think about a red blood cells, for example, that is a very tiny cell, compared to nerve cells, nerve cells can reach lengths over a meter. So it's a bit difficult to do an approximation of the weight of a single cell.
Should we have a straw poll? James, how much do you think a cell weighs?
It depends which cell you're talking about, Chris, I suppose.
What cell would you like to estimate?
Red blood cell.
Okay, how much does a red blood cell weigh?
I would say about a thousandth of a gram.
1 milligram?
Yeah.
Is James going for a milligram? What do you think, Stuart? Does that sound within the realms of possibility?
Well, you said 3.7 trillion earlier, so I'll try and divide that by my calculator.
Yeah, in between 3.7 and 30 trillion.
I'm going to go for the bit less than a gram. Round it to one.
Ooh,
physicist approach.
Okay. Maud, put us out of our misery then.
So we can more or less do an approximation around 1 nanogram. So
a nanogram?
Yeah, nanogram. So we can imagine...
So that's James is a millionfold out then.
Yeah, exactly. We can imagine to do a gram of cells, we would need nearly a billion.
Well, that's quite light, isn't it? But you did say, and James was he was crafty because he said, which sort of cell are we talking about? Because some cells, like you say, a muscle cell,
will be
some
a lot
of those are a foot long, aren't they?
So a muscle cell will be a lot heavier, even like an adipose cell, a fat cell, for example. So there's a question of size, but also a question of weight. Fat cell will be lighter than muscle cells, even if both are quite big.
Because I imagine, as you say, the muscles of your quadriceps or your hamstrings a foot long, got to be up there. 10, 20 grams, probably more, isn't it? I would think
probably, because that's one of the biggest muscles you've got, isn't it? Apart from your gluteal muscles and your bum. They're, I think, the king muscle, aren't they?